Swaminathan Iyer is consulting editor of the Economic Times newspaper. He says the information technology industry is providing a broader benefit for Indians, even in rural areas, as new internet kiosks are set up every day, like phone booths that give access to the internet.
If you have an internet kiosk anywhere within 5 miles of where you are, you go for the specific thing. You will find the farmers go there to just check out which of the different market centers is quoting what price for my product. You are then able to know those prices, then you are immediately able to hire a truck to take your produce to the place with the best price. Anybody who thinks this is only something benefiting a few international jet-setting nerds is wrong.
Of course, there are large segments of the society that have yet to see any benefits from the IT revolution. India is a country of 1 billion people. More than 40% of adults are illiterate, and 80% live on $2 a day or less. There are still crowded slum dwellings with open sewers, and many men, women, and children live and sleep by the side of the road, sharing their space with cows, goats, and stray dogs. Most analysts believe, however, the benefits of technology eventually will help the economy and society at large. Economics editor Swaminathan Iyer.
India is very lucky to have really got onto this bandwagon at a very early stage, looking very strong and internationally competitive. This new IT revolution is empowering not just a few guys getting employed. Potentially, it's employing everybody.
And with the outsourcing service business firmly established and other technologies expanding, India has reason to look to the future with a good deal of optimism. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Gurgaon, India.